So one of the things I was I did a series of walks last week in London with different people, some amazing people, amazing influences for me. And one of the biggest things that came out was that in order for us to grow, we need to be in areas that are difficult. Most people spend most of their time in areas that are easy, or areas that are difficult easy. Easy is when we've got a map and they're easy to do and we turn up, and sometimes it's nice to do that because there's a bit of fun. Difficult easy is when it's difficult but we've got a map. So it's difficult to do, but we know our way around it, so it doesn't really challenge us. Difficult is where we are in a place of pure growth. Pure potentiality comes from areas that are difficult, and there is no growth in comfort. The difficulty is where the growth is. The difficulty is where the most potential is. It's what Gurdjieff would call our chief feature. And the difficult area is an area where we are uncomfortable and we have no map. We don't know where we're going. So if we're to grow in our lives, we need periods of difficult all the time. We need periods of easy. We need periods of difficult easy. We need to make sure that every single day we are embedding ourselves in periods of difficult. It's a bit like a bodybuilder going into the gym and recognizing that the growth is in the burn. The growth is in when you're on the weights and you get to the last rep and you get that massive burn, that massive pain. That's where the growth is. We break the muscle down, the muscle rebuilds stronger to take in the capacity of the weights we're working. That's the difficult area in the gym. So most people will go in the gym and they'll spend 3 hours walking around, wanking off, not actually looking for the burn, doing everything they can to avoid the burn. Maybe they'll touch the burn now and again, but they won't stay in the burn. A good bodybuilder, and I've worked with a few, finds the burn quickly. He stays in the burn long. He even devises specific exercises like forced reps, negative reps, and specific machines that take him into the burn and keep him in the burn long, because he knows that's where the growth is. Obviously, when he comes away, he recognises that rest and palate are pivotal to developing a physique. But the point is that the growth is in the difficult areas. So that's what I would call a transferable asset. So if I'm a great bodybuilder, and I think with the growth is where I'm in the burn, so I devise specific exercises to keep me in the burn. I don't go and spend 3 hours in the gym. I maybe spend 40 minutes in the gym and I'll just stay in the burn. Maybe I'll just isolate the one muscle and place it through the burn, so I'll get maximum breakdown of the muscle, maximum growth. And I stay in the burn long. So what I'll do then is to see that as a transferable asset and say, okay, in my own life, in my business, where is the difficult area? In my relationship, where is the difficult area? Where's the burn? Most people I know in relationships, the burn is communication. I'm working with guys that would talk to me all day long about every intricacy of their relationship, but they won't have that same conversation with their wife or husband. So the difficult area will be somewhere in the communication, that very stark, honest communication. In your own health, where's the burn? The burn with our health is going to be palate, what we eat, what we drink, what we ingest, is who we are. Our body's built up from that information. I can count on one hand the amount of people I know who can control palate. So the burn is in palate. What about our business? What about in the business? Where's the burn in the business? Where's the burn point? We know where we're comfortable. That'll probably pay our bills. We know where it's easy, so we know where it's difficult easy, and we're doing that and we're turning up and doing that, and that's paying our bills. But the business isn't growing, it's not expanding, you know, it's not going to its fullest potential because we're avoiding the area that's difficult. Most of the people I work with who are very serious about their personal development know that if the organism isn't right, us, the organisation won't be right. So most of them don't come to me to learn to make more money. They know how to do that. They're very successful at that. They come because they want to reach their fullest potential. They want their business to reach its fullest potential. But they know the business won't reach its fullest potential if they don't reach their fullest potential. C- because it's just going to be a projection from us. So if we want the organisation to be beautiful, we need to be beautiful. If we want the organisation to be pure function, we need to be pure function. And that pure function needs to be congruent throughout every aspect of our life. So congruence isn't just about me being my thinking, saying and doing, being in alignment. It means that I'm congruent throughout every different scenario. So whether I'm talking to the girl that sweeps the floor in the factory, or whether I'm talking to Prince Philip, whether I'm talking to the guy that makes the tea or the director, whether I'm talking to the person that does the accounts, or the person that's going to give me a seven-figure deal, I should be congruent throughout all those meetings. I should be the same person. Whether I'm talking to my wife or whether I'm talking, you know, to the Queen of England, it should be the same. Most people would be very polite if they're talking to the Queen of England, but they talk to their wife like she's a piece of shit. They treat her like she's, you know, like she's their worst enemy. And equally bad, people talk to themselves like that. People let their internal monologue or their sub-vocalisation take over to the point it just batters them. So congruence isn't just about being congruent in my thinking, saying and doing. It means being congruent throughout every experience I have. So whoever I'm with, you should be meeting the same Jeff Thompson. That doesn't always happen. Sometimes I fall out of line and come into an egoic Jeff Thompson. And when I do that, I'll come away and assess it and recognise it. And I think, okay, I've seen that. I saw that different personality. I saw that insecurity. I'll work on that. I'll finesse that. I'll bring it back into alignment. So it shouldn't matter if you ring me up. If you rang me up for a conversation, I wouldn't know who you were anyway if you were a stranger. But I would treat you with massive dignity, and I would treat you regally, because I know the way I treat you is the way I treat me, because it has to be processed through me before I give it to you. So going into these difficult areas is where the growth is. So I know where I'm strong, and I know if I'm in the martial arts, I've got a strong right cross, but how's my grappling? Am I congruent throughout the ranges? I know that in my business I'm really, really good at selling what I do, because I love what I do and I believe in what I do, so it's not difficult. But how am I with my books? How am I with my paperwork? How am I with my diary? How am I with creating new products? How am I with following business up? You know, how am I with a customer that I find difficult? So, you know, and then equally, how am I with my wife? How am I with my children? How am I with my friends? Am I congruent about all those places? Congruence for me is about truth. Am I being truthful in every aspect of my life? When I can say I'm being truthful in every aspect of my life, you're not going to be talking to 10 different Jeff Thompsons. You're going to be talking to one. It's going to be the same person. And if that person falls out of alignment, if I fall out of truth, if I'm not working from my authentic self, I'll either be shown that or I'll recognise it in myself, and then I'll come back. I won't kick myself to death. I won't batter myself. I'll just work on that. So I want to be working from truth all the time. I want to be working from love all the time. I want to be working from pure functionality. So if I'm working on the weights in the gym, if I'm working on my biceps, I'll isolate the biceps. So it's just the biceps that's under pressure, and I'll put, that exercise will be pure functionality, and I'll get the maximum workout for that particular muscle. Then when I do my triceps or my deltoids or my deltoid pectoral tie-in or my lats or my abs, whatever it is, I will concentrate and isolate that, and I'll make it pure function. If I'm throwing a punch from A to B, from here to here, I'll make sure that punch is pure function. So there's nothing ostentatious, there's nothing unnecessary. Everything that needs to do the job will align to do the job. Then I take that perfection into my business. And I say, take the same template, take the same training process, take the same philosophy of finding perfect function by being in the difficult areas. Staying in the difficult areas. So last week I had a whole week of difficult because I'm working with very discerning people, very successful people. So I need to make sure that I'm just working from truth. So when I've done those sessions, I come away and I sit in Leicester Square with a coffee, and I just relax and bliss out, and I'll find a little bit of easy, and then I'll do some little bits of difficult easy, and then I'll go back to the difficult again, so I don't burn myself out. But what we need to do is not kid ourselves that we can grow when we're only in easy or difficult, easy areas. We need to constantly be in difficult areas. That's where the growth is. That's where the massive potential is. That's where the perfect, pure function is going to be found. Difficult.